It's time for the Mike Moore Show on 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK. Join the 2011 South Dakota Prosecutor of the Year, Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and Performance Radio's award-winning news director, Zach Nelson, as they talk current legal topics, issues, and occasionally...
Star Wars, it's got something for everything. So I have one of my witnesses, and and there's so many distractions.
Right.
So I was thinking, when Porkins in Star Wars was going down the trench to destroy the Death Star, they say he was getting sick, stay on target. Stay on target. Wait, and then he gets blown up. But I don't want my witnesses to get blown up, but I think I want them to stay on target.
Yeah, stuff like that. Time now to turn the mics over to Mike Moore and Zach Nelson.
Absolutely, and good morning and welcome to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
Okay, okay, okay.
This is the very rare live edition of the Mike Moore Show here for the month of August, and an abbreviated edition of the Mike Moore Show because we have Minnesota Twins baseball coming up here in about a half hour with the pregame lineup card for the Twins in Cleveland, and that getting underway, the pregame lineup card at 11:30.
Toronto.
No, they played Toronto. They're playing this afternoon.
Toronto.
And they're
not Cleveland.
No, they do. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is the Twins are playing.
Last place, and they're preempting a half hour of our show. But they play later. But I think they play Toronto today.
Well, it doesn't matter who they play. The result is probably going to say. So, no matter what, we're live here doing a shortened half-hour show, and we're also streaming Mike live on Facebook this morning. So if you happen to have a question for Mike, we would like to hear it. So go to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook, and you should see the live stream there, and or maybe you've noticed the live stream pop up, because that's how it happens. If you follow the news page and we begin to live stream, a notification will pop up and let you know that we're doing it. And a lot of times that's how people go there and find out. If you didn't get that notification, go to Facebook, go to search Performance Radio News here on SD, and go to the page, and the live stream should be there. So if you've got questions, again, you can put those questions down there while we work on this abbreviated show this month. So we'll take your live questions if you have any. We'll talk a little bit about the Hauk murder investigation. Also, Jonathan Mason was recently sentenced. We had a story on earlier this past week in the high-speed chase. We'll talk to Mike about that. Mike, you just got done with a 3-day rape trial, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And also, we are going to come back next week, a week from today, with our annual live state fair show. We're going to be out at the South Dakota State Fair. We've got, for the third consecutive time, three straight shows. We've only had Jackley on live from the state fair, but Attorney General Marty Jackley will again be our guest.
Yes, he will. I'm happy that he's coming again. We have a little special surprise for him when he comes.
Yeah, you got him a t-shirt again because his old t-shirt was stolen.
Yes.
Now, do you want to get into what you've installed on the back of it?
I don't want him to hear anything yet.
Oh, do you think he's listening?
He might be one of the people following us live on Facebook.
One of the six people watching us on Facebook.
He might be one of the six.
I
don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Let's keep it a surprise. We've still got that stolen t-shirt that's our priority investigation in Beetle County.
Right.
We're working on that. But we got him a new one, and hopefully he likes it.
All right. Well, we'll see how that works out. So, Mike, let's get into this shortened show here. Let's start with, let's go with the Hauk murder investigation. Now, I know kind of leading up, we were talking off air, you said not much has happened, but one of the things that was a little delayed just because lawyers are coming from out of town was the arraignment of Kevin Krueger.
Right. That happened the week before this, not last week, but the week before. He was arraigned. There is another attorney appointed, so now he has two attorneys, both from Mitchell, Donna Bucher and Zachary Flood. And he was arraigned, like I said, last week, pled not guilty. So now it's just in that process where It'll be motions. That'll take a couple months before we get to trial.
Another case, as I mentioned, that concluded this week was the case involving Jonathan Mason. He was a pipeline worker, a welder, I believe is what they, was said in court, from Arkansas. He led Huron police on a couple-hour chase that involves speeds going in excess of 120 miles an hour, and he was sentenced to prison time for that.
Right, he received 3 years in the penitentiary, and deservingly so based on what he did and the risk that he put people at, the damage he caused, putting the police at risk and the public at risk. The judge sentenced him to 3 years in the penitentiary.
I don't know if you're privy to this, but did he have additional criminal history down in Arkansas?
He did. He had some issues in Arkansas, and they had some warrants for him. So when he is done with his time here in South Dakota, they will decide if they want to pursue their charges they had pending down there.
I want to ask you back. We talked about it a lot on the last show, sort of as a focus, but you had your clean slate day. How did that go?
Right. Clean slate day went pretty well. We had, I think, six people come in. And actually, I think out of the six, there was two that weren't Beetle County cases. So all we could help them do is fill out the paperwork and explain to them how to get it served on the state's attorney where the case was dismissed. But the ones that were Beetle County cases, we were able to help them. We helped them complete the paperwork and got the judge to sign them, and their records have been expunged.
So that's current, right? As of today, their records are cleaned of the crimes that they had been charged with.
Right, and there was the people that showed up at our office, and there was the one case that kind of started us on this path was this individual that had attended Huron University. He's from California, or he's living in California now. He's working in the corrections field as a reentry person. And he had an opportunity to move up to a supervisory position. He's a caseworker moving up to supervisor. And this fact that he had been arrested here, but the charges were dismissed, it's the fact that arrest was preventing him from moving up because he couldn't get some type of a clearance because of the arrest. And so he called us. We were able to help him out. We completed the paperwork for him, got him to sign it, filed the case. Judge Erickson signed the order expunging his record, and hopefully now he can get the promotion that he deserved for something that happened 15 years ago, and he wasn't even charged. I mean, the case was dismissed.
You mentioned that you had two people whose cases were not from Beetle County. Are they living here now, and just these took place outside of the county, or?
Right. They actually are Beetle County residents. These cases were in Brookings, so they were Brookings County cases. They came in, and I did tell them that, you know, my deputy's running for Brookings County State's Attorney, so if they wanted to wait till January, I could get him to sign the.
Always time for a shameless plug.
I might as well plug the guy. Come on, he's my deputy, right? But so it was Brookings, so we helped them do the paperwork, but they have to serve the state's attorney over there, Clyde Calhoun, and he has to waive the hearing or have a hearing, and then the judge over there will decide, because they have to be filed in the county where your criminal matter arose.
Did your office contact Brookings County to give them a heads up that this is happening or may happen?
No, we didn't do that. We just gave them the paperwork, explained to them how to do the service, and that was all we did in those.
You said you had six people. That's a, generally speaking, small number. Did you have higher hopes for people coming in? I mean, what?
You know, I didn't know what to expect. I was, when other prosecutors have done this across the country, they've, you know, shown. I've seen pictures of long lines of people waiting. South Dakota statutes are pretty narrow. It has to be a charge where you were all the charges were dismissed, you weren't charged, or you were acquitted at trial. So our window is pretty narrow. A lot of other states have it where you can get your record expunged if you were convicted of certain low-level crimes. And South Dakota has that, and it happens automatically for Class 2 misdemeanors after 10 years. Those get expunged from your record automatically without you doing anything. So I didn't know what to expect. And plus, you know, how much did the order, did we get out there? Did people know if they're eligible? Do they trust that we're really going to do this? You know, I think some people are skeptical. So hopefully, and I think we'll try it again next year. We'll do this as an annual thing, help people get these expungements, and see where it goes. So I was a little disappointed with six, but, you know, I really didn't know what to expect.
Speaking of shameless plugs, the Mike Moore Show brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron, and we will hear from them in just a minute. We'll get ready to take a break here. I want to thank all of you that are listening here this morning on KOKK. It's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock, and a hello to all of those watching the live stream of the program on Facebook at the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so. Well, you can't do it with me because my phone right now is facilitating the live streaming on Facebook, but if you've got questions, comments, show ideas, we want to hear them. That's why we're doing the live feed this morning. If you've got questions, put a question in the comment bar, and we would love to answer that. Again, we've got a shorter half-hour show instead of the normal one-hour show here for the day today. So feel free and do that. We'll talk about your question and answer it on air if we can. But you can get those ideas to me by emailing news@kokk.com. I'm on Twitter at Zach Nelson Radio, and Performance Radio News is at PR News Huron. And you can always, of course, send a message to the Performance Radio News page.
Right. And my office, we have a Facebook page, Beetle County State's Attorney's Office. We also have a Twitter account, or I do, Beetle County SA. My email, mmoore@bcsa.us. Any of those ways you can get a hold of me, stop into the courthouse, give me a call, make a comment, and we'll try to get to it on the air.
You're listening to the August 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210. Yeah.